learn how to build your faith on God's Word, and live a life of 100% victory 100% of the time. As you listen to the Senior Pastor, Davis Christian Center, Pastor Kingsley Okunkwo, and expect God's Word to work for you.
Praise the Lord. I didn't hear you. Praise the Lord. Okay, so we started the Daniel fast yesterday. Hallelujah. Was it yesterday? Yes, yesterday. Okay. So we're doing it for the next 21 days. And alongside with the Daniel fast, if there's anybody that doesn't know what Daniel fast is, there are pamphlets to help. And if you follow any of our handles, the gist is also there. It's basically after the kind of fast that Daniel did in the Bible, okay? So in the course of that also, we'll be studying from the book of Daniel all through the midweek services of this month. Praise God. So it's a double blow. Hallelujah. And we believe God that by the end of these 21 days, you too will get the kind of results that Daniel got. Daniel was a very peculiar guy. Very, very graced guy. Very blessed man. Hallelujah. So we're going to be looking at some of the things we could pick out from his life that we can, you know, apply to our own lives. So that while we're doing the kind of fast he did, we'll also walk in the kind of wisdom he walked in. And we'll also get the kind of blessing that he got. All right. Let me start from one of the most popular scriptures in Daniel. Daniel chapter 10 verse 32. It's one of the most popular scriptures in the book of Daniel, and it's also generally one of the most popular scriptures. Daniel 10:32. Okay. Wait, what's happening, guys? There's no 10:32. 11:32, Jerry, sorry. I knew that something was wrong. By the time they were all looking like I'm speaking another language. Okay. I want us to read it together, everybody. One, two, go. Okay, that was a very hungry reading. Can we put some enthusiasm? One, two, go. Okay, so what was happening here was that, you know, they were in a foreign land. They took the children of Israel hostage, took them to a foreign land, and they said, the king of that time will deceive some people with flatteries. Those people that want to go against the covenant of God, the king of that time will deceive them with flatteries. But they said, but the people that do know their God shall be what? Strong, and they will what? Do exploits. In fact, in the original translation, there's no word exploits there. It doesn't mean to have King James Bible. You see that exploits is in italics. So it wasn't really supposed to be there. So what they're saying is that people that do know their God, they will be strong and they will do. Hallelujah. So they will do stuff. They will just do. They will be action-oriented people. Are you here, somebody? But it says those that do know their God, those that know their God, those that know their God, The word know there is talking about knowing God personally, knowing God intimately, not knowing about God. They are saying you will know God. You will know God. Not that you know about God. You will know God. Hallelujah. The biggest challenge we have is that there are a lot of people in church that know about God. They don't really know God. And my prayer is that within 21 days, you will know God better in the name of Jesus. As in, you will know God. There's a difference. Many people know about God. Many people know about God. But they don't know God. They know about God. And you can tell, usually when you talk to them, there will be a lot of reported speech. They can't say what God told them. They have no personal encounter, no personal experience, no personal relationship with God. It's always about what somebody said. It's always about what somebody did. He said, the people that know God, they will be strong and they will do incredible things. They will do incredible things. Do you know it wasn't only Daniel that they carried to this land? He wasn't the only one. But he was one of those that knew God. So he did exploits. That's what exploit is. Incredible things. Unusual things. How many want to use their life to do exploits? Listen, there's no use coming through this life and not doing exploits. Except you don't know God. If you know God, doing exploits will come natural. There is no useless child of God. There is no ordinary child of God. Every child of God is made for exploits. May your eyes be open. May your heart be open to understand that there's a bigger purpose to your life. Are you here, somebody? You didn't just come here to survive. I said you didn't just come here to survive. See, let me tell you a thing about survival. I hope somebody will get this one I'm saying now. Let me tell you about survival. When you aim to survive, you are wasting your destiny. You know why? Because when you pursue your real destiny, all the things somebody surviving will get, you will get it and more. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. You that you're aiming to survive is a waste of time because you could have aimed for something bigger. People that aim for something bigger, they still eat. It's not eat you want to eat. The person doing exploits is not eating. You are wasting your aim. You are wasting your dreaming. I just want to marry. Are you kidding me? The prime minister of Germany, that's a woman, is married. There are many people like that are doing exploits that are married. How can your aim be to marry? I don't know if somebody gets what I'm saying. I just want to have money. Yeah. But people do exploits. See, there's a level of life beyond those things. You can't aim to survive. Say, those that know their God, they will be strong and they will do exploits. There's no ordinary child of God. There's no useless child of God. Every child of God is made for exploits. There were many people that were carried to this foreign land from Israel. But Daniel and his friends were the ones that he majorly talked about because those guys knew God. And he showed throughout the book of Daniel. Those guys knew God. Those guys were the guys that they wanted to throw, that they told that everybody must bow to their idol. That's what they were talking, that's part of what they're talking about here. That the king was trying to seduce them into a lifestyle. But these four guys said, we are not going to bow. These three guys said, we are not going to bow. And the king said, they are going to increase the fire. Is that what I'm saying? At that point, people that don't know God say, it's okay, we'll bow. No need to increase fire. It's not like that. It's not rich like that. Those guys said, oh king, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. You can increase the fire. We don't care. Said our God will deliver us. Are you here, somebody? I'm going to talk about it on Sunday. Said our God will deliver us. See, even if he doesn't deliver us, we will not bow. See, when you know God, there's a way you talk. Are you getting what I'm saying? Daniel was not a pastor. Those guys were not pastors. Hallelujah. Sound, check what's your own that is blowing there. Somebody get what I'm saying? Because the idea people have is that it's pastors that will do exploit. No. Those guys were not pastors. Those guys were not apostles. They were not evangelists. They were just normal people that knew God. They were just normal children of God that had a personal relationship with God. Hey, when will you know God for yourself? Are you getting what I'm saying? Say, those that do know their God. 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 They will be strong. They will be strong. And they will do exploits. When I see some Christians, the thing they say is, there was one pastor that offended me. There was one something, the way the church, what are you talking about? You know a pastor, but you don't know God. You know a church, but you don't know God. It's time to know God. I get what I'm saying? Our churches are full of people that know other Christians, people that know pastor, people that know churches, but they don't know God. And it shows in their lives the moment they face a challenge. Shows in their life. Let's look at Daniel chapter 1. Let's read Daniel chapter 1. Hey, I pray for you that you will know God. I say you will know God for yourself. I mean, what did God say about you? What has God ever told you about you? Do you have any word from God? You see, it will be difficult for us to keep you in church. It will be difficult for us to keep you in the Lord, in Christ, if you don't know God for yourself. It's going to be difficult. We are going to be chasing you. Come for service. Come, because you don't understand why we are doing what we are doing. They will be chasing you. When you know God for yourself, and God begins to unveil His personal program for you. Because there's a personal program for you. There's a path laid out for you. There's what God wants you to do. There's where He wants you to be. There's what He wants you to be doing while you are there. Don't live this life as a survivor. I just want to survive. You will live beyond survival in the name of Jesus. It's a very inferior way to live. In fact, Jesus Christ said, take no thought for your life. What you shall eat or what you shall drink. I get what I'm saying? That was Jesus Christ. I said, don't take note of your life. Don't even think about your life, what you eat, what you drink, and what you put on. He said, the life is more than meat. He said, life is more than just survival. Are you here, somebody? I prophesy that you will do exploits. Pains me when I see Christians that are looking for who we prophesy to them. Christians that are looking for who we see vision for them. Are you serious? You have to know God for yourself. The same time you are using to talk to somebody, that's the same time you can use to talk to God. God wants to talk to you. Daniel chapter 1, from verse 1. It said, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, sounds like one of those Chinese rulers, Kim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, and did what? Besieged it, captured it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God. That means the Nebuchadnezzar captured Jerusalem and the king and their vessels, the gold and all that. He said, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God, small letter God, and he brought the vessels unto the treasure of the house of his God. Verse 3. And the king spake unto Asvenes, whatever that guy's name is, Aspenas, the master of his Enoch, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel unto the king's seed and of the princes. I like this king. This king was actually wise. After they captured the people, he told his head of HR or his chief of staff or whatever. He said, amongst the Israelites, look for their top guys. Look for smart guys. Look for the ones that are very intelligent. So he told him, verse 4, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored. And skillful in what? All wisdom. And cunning in knowledge. And understanding science. Look at the brilliant guys. And such as had the ability in them to stand in the king's palace. And whom they might teach the learning of the tongue and the tongues of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank. So nourishing them 3 years, that at the end of, and the end thereof, they might stand before the king. Now, among these were children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So these are the four guys that I talked about earlier. Unto whom the prince of Enoch gave names, for he named them, he mentioned their new names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Verse 8. But Daniel proposed in his heart not to what? Defile himself. And this is the crucial thing. This is one of the things that made Daniel special. He said Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine that he drank. He said he proposed in his heart that he will not go the way others go. Listen, guys, if you are going to do exploits, if you are going to stand out, then you cannot be conformed to the standards of this world. This is why many people can never do exploits, because they go to church on Sunday, but during the week they totally blend in with what every other person is doing. There must be something different about you. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? It must be clear that you won't do what they will do. It must be clear that you won't compromise your faith. That's what Daniel did. They took them there. They selected them to be among those that will serve the king. But the first thing Daniel did was that he proposed in his heart that he won't eat the king's meat. Why was he doing that? In those days, for them to kill this, whatever they need to kill for the king, they make sacrifices. They make sacrifice. So Daniel said he didn't want to defile himself by eating meat that have been sacrificed to idols. Somebody get what I'm saying? And if you know anything about the king's meat, you know that the king's meat will be one of the best meat, prepared by the best chef. I get what I'm saying? But then I said, I won't let that to entice me. Because the king wants to seduce them with flatteries, but those that know their God, they will be strong. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? The devil will want you to compromise. He said, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. He said, don't be conformed to this world. What are the things everybody's doing? And listen, sometimes you might be the only one that is taking a stand. Please still take that stand. Hallelujah. It will pay off at the end. Don't blend in. Don't blend in. He said he proposed in his heart that he wouldn't defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which they drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of eunuchs said unto Daniel, he said, I fear for my life, oh, because they have appointed certain meat and drink for you guys. So why should your faces now look, if you don't eat this meat, you will start looking slim. You will look dejected. You will look hungry. You know, and all that. Then you shall make me endanger my head for the king. Verse 11. Then said Daniel to Melzer, whom is the prince of Enoch, and all that, and others. Verse 12. He said, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days. Let them give us pulse to eat. That's just vegetable stuff. And water to drink. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servants. Say, compare us 10 days to see if we look slimmer or look hungry than those guys. So he consented to them in this matter and proved them for 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared what? Fairer and what? Fatter in the flesh than all the children which did eat what? The portion of the king's meat. Many people never see the miraculous because they always compromise. Every time there's a temptation to compromise, there's a miracle in front of you. Many people will never experience it. They will never experience it because they're always giving. Always giving. Sometimes, the only way the testimony can be born is through a test. Somebody getting what I'm saying? You would never see what could happen if you trust God. If you don't take the step to trust Him, you can never see. You will always miss the miracle if you compromise. Imagine if you had eaten the meat. He would never see this aspect of God. But thank God Daniel knew God. He wasn't at the stage where somebody there to encourage him not to do it. He understood he could not do it. Are you here, somebody? He understood he could not compromise. He said, test us after 10 days. Seek confidence. He knew God would show up. He knew God would show up. And after 10 days, they say he looked fairer. He looked finer. Oh, glory to God. God is supernatural. You must understand this. God can prosper you. He can increase you. He can help you. But you need to first position yourself for where that help will happen. If you compromise, you will never see it. Somebody getting what I'm saying? He said, after these 10 days, verse 15, their countenance appeared fairer and what? Fatter. They appeared fatter. Hallelujah. In the flesh. Than all the other children that ate those stuff. Thus, Melzer took away the portion of their meat and wine that they should drink and gave them the pulse. As for these four children, God gave them what? So it didn't stop at them looking fairer and finer. God began to supply them the skill and knowledge they needed. Somebody gets what I'm saying? This is why many people never experience the miraculous like this because they compromise. He said it didn't stop at them looking fairer and fatter. He said for these four people, God gave them knowledge and what? Skill in what? All learning and what? Wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in what? All visions and dreams. Next verse. Now, at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. Next verse. He said, and the king communed with them, and among all the people that they brought, all was found none like who? Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and what? Azariah. Therefore stood they what? Before the king. Is there a next verse?
It says, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them how many times? 10 times. 10 times. Hallelujah. He found them 10 times better, glory to God, than all the magicians and astrologers that were in his realm. Do you see miracles happening? Every time the devil brings an opportunity to compromise, he's trying to block you from ever seeing the miraculous of God. There are some aspects of God you will see, nobody can ever convince you again. Is somebody get what I'm saying? If you are still arguing about tithe or no tithe, you have never been blessed by it. The day you experience it yourself, nobody can tell you any nonsense about it again because you have first-hand experience. The church is full of people that don't know God for themselves. So any wave of doctrine can confuse you. When you have your own experience with God, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. I get what I'm saying. Some of us have gone too far now to backslide. There's no other life that we know except this life in God. Are you here, somebody? Say, he found them 10 times better than every other person. 10 times better than all the other magicians there. They were fairer, they were fatter, they were smarter. Fairer, fatter, and what? Smarter. That's how you will look when you return to your office. Don't compromise. There's nothing the world has to offer you. Hallelujah. Stand your ground. Those that know their God. The one that pains me is people that when something doesn't go their way, they will start threatening God. You don't know him. He's a good God. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. He's a good God. You see, knowing God doesn't mean bad things won't happen. Sometimes it happens. If you look at the story of Daniel, you will see that there are times he faced challenges, many times. But you see, knowing God will help you understand that God is not the one that caused the problem. God is the one that will get you out of the problem. Oh, I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. You will understand that. I've never bombarded heaven. I've never blamed God for anything in my life. I know he's too good. If there's anything going wrong, it cannot be God's fault. He's the only one that can even see me through. There are many people that are trusting God, though. If something goes bad, I'm not going to church again. Or the church I'm going to is not even paying. That means you don't even know who you are dealing with. You just know about him. The day you know him, you know he can't be the one at fault. He's not the one harming you. He said, I know the thoughts I have for you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. Somebody get what I'm saying? So you can't blame God. When I see Christians that do that, why are you not in church? He said, I lost my job. I'm so upset and I'm so angry. With who? You don't understand. You don't understand. Bad things might still happen. You might still receive bad news. But how you react will show whether you know God or not. How you react when that thing happens is what will let us know whether you were your faith was in the job or whether your faith was in God. God can change your source or your channel of blessing. He's your source. He can change your channel of blessing. He can change the job you're earning from and you start earning from something else. But you are too upset. You are giving God deadline. You are even warning him. Some people are even threatening him. That God, this is October. December 31st. If it doesn't happen, you will know my true color. I get what I'm saying, sir. You don't know him. When you know him, you will never blame him. You will never fight him. He's your only savior. He's your only source. He's the one that can see you through the hard time you are going through. Are you here, somebody? Daniel understood that God is not my problem. He's my helper. I'm not coming to church again. I'm not married at this age. I'm not coming again. Are you kidding me? You don't know him. If you know him, you will never put him in that kind of position because you understand he can never be at fault. He's not the one harming you. Daniel understood that. Do you know the truth? Died Daniel in the lion's den at the time. He wasn't even upset. And every time God came through, the lions could not bite him. They could not eat him.
And to prove that it's not as if those lions were over domesticated, when they threw the enemies inside there, those same lions ate them. Daniel enjoyed the miraculous back to back, and his one of his major principles was that he never compromised. That was his secret. He had many opportunities to compromise. Many. Starting from Daniel chapter 1. That's why we're starting here. His major strength was that he refused to compromise. Everybody can be doing it. I don't care. Everybody can be doing it. I don't care. He said, don't give us that meat that they've sacrificed to idols. It's nice meat. Suya, asun. Ribs. I know somebody that likes ribs. I don't want to mention. Asun. Suya. Ram suya. He had a lot of chance to compromise. Said, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Glory to God. And he always saw the miraculous. Do you know why they threw him into the lion's den? They were looking for a way to trap him. They said, the only way to trap this guy, because he doesn't compromise, he doesn't mess up. The only way to trap him is to say nobody should pray to the God of Israel. And Daniel said, you see those things, I don't debate it. The Bible said Daniel opened his window. I mean, that's the time to go and hide. Let's use wisdom. You know, you have to use wisdom. Since they say we should not pray. If we want to pray, let's go under our bed and whisper. Daniel opened window. Mande bokoso to barada. He was praying loud. Because he's not going to compromise. Daniel will never compromise for anybody. You know why? He didn't need encouragement. There was no church there. There was no pastor there. He knew God. If we can have Christians that know God, if our churches can be full of Christians that know God, to be awesome. Hallelujah. We'll do more exploits. We'll touch more lives. We'll make more impact when we know God. You are sent into that your office as an apostle. You are the one sent into that industry. You are the one sent into that office. Don't compromise. Don't eat the king's meat. When they go for bonding, tell them you don't drink. Tell them, I can bond with you. I suffer alcohol. I'm not bonding with cigarettes and alcohol with you. Well, I will drink Coke, yes. Or I don't even drink anymore. I drink water. Don't be ashamed. Everybody sleeping around, you don't have to. He promised to marry you, but you must get pregnant for him first. What are you talking about? She will tell him that I'm about to block you. But before I block you, I need to insult you. You're a big fool for that thing you just said. I'm blocking your whole destiny now on every platform. Even your children are blocked in advance before they come. But you see, most girls will be thinking, it's a promise me. I should give you, are you sleeping, but you marry me, promise me. You're a joker. A human being should promise you. What is he promising you? Can he even predict how tomorrow will play out in his own life before he promises on that person? But the person that has promised you that can't fail, you are finding it hard to believe him and to trust him. Every time you compromise, you lose your miracle in front. That's what the devil wants to do. Wants to lose your miracle in front. Daniel did not compromise. That's the secret, one of his biggest secrets. Say, we will not eat the king's meat. Say, test us 10 days from now. And they checked them. Say, they were fairer and they were fatter. Hallelujah. And at the end, they were now smarter. God supplied them with, you see, if they were eating that meat, the guilt and the shame won't even allow wisdom to flow in their life. To flow. Many Christians are living perpetual guilt, perpetual shame. Every day you are repenting of sin. Why don't you just stop sinning? Because one of the things that sin robs you of is your boldness in God. Because the Bible said the righteous is as bold as a lion. Hallelujah. It's as bold as a lion. You're perpetually repenting. There's no time you are ever standing with confidence in the presence of God. No time. You are always hiding under the blood. Every minute. Every minute you are always in guilt, in shame, in fear. Because that's what sin does. Takes away your boldness, brings fear. You're always afraid. You think God is looking for how to punish you.
Somebody get what I'm saying?
You need to know him for yourself. Use these 21 days that we're doing the Daniel fast to know him. It's not a time for you to just, you know, fasting is not about not eating. Fasting is not about starving. Fasting is about concentrating on spiritual things. If you waste these 21 days just on focusing on the food, what you should eat and what you should not eat, that's not the focus of it. The main thing is what you're doing with your time. So you need to spend more time reading the Bible and spending more time praying. That's how to do a fast. A fast is not a bribery for God to do something for you. He has already done everything he's going to do. A fast is to position you to receive what God has done. We don't motivate God by fasting. Somebody gets what I'm saying? So that's holding this thinking. Because they thought, if I suffer, God will bless me. This is what we're saying. You don't even know him. You don't know God. He's not doing anything with your suffering. There's no bag. He's accumulating people's suffering and keeping it. His son has already suffered for all of us. You fast now to help your own spirit to be in a position to receive. So these 21 days that we'll be doing this Daniel fast, make sure you read the Bible more than you normally do. Make sure you spend time praying more than you would normally do. Don't just sit down and be watching movies all day. Don't sit down and be on Instagram all day. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. Let God speak to you. Hey, let God speak. See, there is no church service or no message that can speak 100% accurate into your life as much as the Holy Ghost can speak into your life. That's what they're saying, that you must know God for yourself. Not that you know about God. I don't know if somebody gets what I'm saying. There is nobody that can speak as accurately into your life as much as the Holy Ghost can speak into your life. The Holy Ghost knows exactly where you are. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Exactly what you are dealing with. He knows it to the last T. So you cannot substitute you hearing God to somebody preaching to you. They are not the same. Because when challenges come, it's not the message you heard you remember. It's what you and God have together. Those that know their God. Not those that know their pastor's message. Say those that know their God, they will be strong. Because some things will happen that require you to be strong. Life is full of challenges. You can't run from it all. If you're in this life, Jesus Christ said in this world, you will have tribulations. You will face it. There are challenges here. There are challenges here. But he said you can have the victory if you walk with him. Those that know their God. Those that know their God. They will be strong. And they will do exploits. I don't know the challenge you are facing or that you are going to face. I can't predict it. I can't predict it. But you see, if you know God, no matter what you face, he'll be there with you. You'll be strong in the midst of it. And he will supply you the creativity and the wisdom to come out of it. Financial challenges. What is God telling you? God is a big businessman. He can tell you what to do to come out of poverty. In a short time. Just tell you, do this. The business is grounded. You can pray and hear God. You want to marry? You can pray and he will order your steps. You will either walk into the right place or the person you are waiting for will walk into the right place and see you. Somebody get what I'm saying? I was talking to somebody today. He said, I'm looking for a husband, but the town I'm in, she's somewhere in abroad. The town I'm in, there are no men here. I'm going to move to another city. God is not handicapped. If you walk with him, he will order your steps. You'll be amazed. God has resources. He always has. Abraham was on the mountain about to kill his son. There was a ram at the right place at the right time. That's where they gave God the name Jehovah Jireh. He's a provider. Accurate provider. Why wasn't it the tortoise that was there? Why wasn't it the antelope or elephant? It was the exact thing he needed for the exact sacrifice. It was at the right place. At the right time. They said statistically that kind of ram should not be on the mountain. I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
It was the most oddest and awkward place for a ram to be at that time. Rams can't climb that kind of mountain. Then why was it at the exact spot where he was killing Isaac at his ram? Why was it at the exact time when the knife has almost reached Isaac's neck? It's not chance. How can the God that did all that provision not be able to bring one bon boy for you to marry? Even the boy doesn't have sense, he will drag him like ram. He will come at the right place, at the right time. And they'll say, see Janet. Marry her. Are you here, somebody? Relax. Walk with him. Do you know there are some people you ought to be meeting now that will be relevant in your life in 10 years from now? There are many people like that. I say, what if I didn't meet this person? Because they are so useful to me now. And the way we met then was chance meeting. But 10 years ago. But somehow, we connected. I took interest in the relationship and built it. And now, 10 years after, it's a very vital relationship. Imagine if I didn't have time. Or I wasn't sensitive. There are people you are meeting now, you don't even just think they are casual people. Greet them well. Meet them well. Don't just carry your face up. Look to the Lord. Look at the people too. Because the Lord uses people. Are you here, somebody? Just carry head up. Look around. Greet people. Some of them, you'll be amazed where they will come in handy. But you see, you can't plan those things. You only need to walk with God. Walk with Him. Those that know their God, they will be strong and they will do exploits. Never blame God again another day that you live. If something is going wrong, don't say, God, where are you? All those questions betray your sense of knowledge. Where are you? How? Lord, where are you? Why did you do this to me? Why me? All those questions, so you don't know God. Did you see Daniel praying like that? Did you see Daniel talking like that? He never did that. Never did that. Hallelujah. Those that do know their God. Hey. There are too many stories. I don't want to finish everything in one Tuesday. But we're going to be looking at the life of Daniel. One time, the king was killing people. The king had a dream. He couldn't remember the dream. He was killing people. All these magicians that they were giving meat. They are paying you heavy salary. Now you are bouncing about. Business development manager. Now, business is down. Come and develop the business. All your salary, they will collect it back. You are bouncing about with staff car. They said, the king needs to interpret that dream. And the king said, look, I can't even tell you the dream. So that you, because if I tell you the dream, you start giving me fake prediction. He said, to know that you know this work, you will first tell me the dream. You will tell me the dream. So I will show you know what I'm saying. Not that you just tell me what's the dream. You say you saw two antelope. It means two. No guesswork. He said, no. You will tell me the dream. Then I will know that you are actually hearing something. Then you will not tell me interpretation. And he wasn't saying that if you don't know it, we'll slap you. He was saying if you don't know it, we'll kill you. So it wasn't a joke. And they started killing them one by one. So this is not a joking stuff. If you don't know it, we'll give you two slaps. Or if you don't know it, we'll lock you in prison. No. They were killing people. If you don't know it, they kill you. They were killing them one by one. And they got to Daniel's turn. And Daniel again told the guy, say, give me time. Give me time. Let me go and pray. And I'll come back the next day and tell you. Imagine the confidence. He knew God would tell him. Can you do that in your office when they are stranded? Say, hey, everybody, don't panic. We are stranded now, but give me time. Tomorrow, in the board meeting, I'll tell you what to. How many people can say that? You see, that's what I'm saying. When you know him, you have that confidence. Daniel said, hey, give me time. This is a kid, it's a life and death matter. They were killing people. It's not a joke. Imagine if after you delay them to the next day, now come in, and they don't know it. They'll start cutting your leg one by. They won't kill you straight. They'll cut your leg and hand so that you will suffer first. He said, come back tomorrow. God will, the God of heaven that knows everything will show me. And by the next day, truly, by the next time, he had the facts. See, confidence. Wouldn't you like to know God like that? You know what he wants to do in your life part time.
Oh, so sad when people are all over church and don't know God. Everything moves you. Everything annoys you. Anything they are doing gets to you. Anything. It can happen to anybody. Because you don't know God for yourself. You're always moved by what's happening to other people. You're moved by what they announce in the news. What is God telling you? What's your own personal program with God? Hallelujah. Can we just rise to our feet for 1 minute? I am going to pray today that, Lord, I want to know you for myself. I don't just want to know a pastor. I don't just want to know a church. I want to know you for myself. There's nothing as beautiful as knowing God for yourself. Go ahead and talk to God this evening.
We know you've been blessed by this message. To order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.